Today's episode is brought to you by the Anything Everything podcast. In this podcast, we are going to be talking about an intriguing poem called Stand by Ruth Forman. I will be your host for today, Annie Liu, and today we are featuring two special guests. Please welcome Layla Lee and Abby Zhang.
Hi!
Hi, everyone.
Before we talk about the poem, let's talk about the poet. So have you guys heard of her, first of all?
Nope.
No, never heard of her.
Well, she used to be a former teacher of creative writing. Did you guys know that?
No, I didn't know that.
Guessing not.
Whoa, that's so cool.
Did you want
to be a teacher? Yeah, as a kid, I always wanted to be a teacher because you could encourage others. Imagine if she did martial arts, too.
That would be really cool if she did.
No, she did. She did.
She did?
Yeah.
Damn.
Oh. Yeah. She wrote this poem to, I guess, help other people get an understanding of themselves and to, you know, stand up for themselves against society.
Wait, what's the title of the poem?
Yeah.
It's Stand. Stand. What do you guys think the title means?
Seems like very direct, if you ask me.
I feel like since she's a teacher, she would want to tell their students, like, to not give up and embrace themselves.
Yeah, like, to add on, like, maybe, like, be yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, well,
do you want to read the poem to us?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. Maybe you guys will have different ideas after I read the poem.
Yeah.
Okay. Stand. Why so afraid to stand up? Someone will tell you, sit down. But here's the truth. Someone will always tell you, sit down. The ones we remember kept standing.
Wow.
Very powerful.
Yeah.
It's such a short poem, too. But, like, even
shortest poems are, like, the most powerful ones.
Yeah, they have, like, really, really deep meanings. So, what do you guys think now?
I think a title is really important to the poem because it has to, like, mean a lot. And usually from the title, you can, like, kind of understand what the poem is already talking about.
Yeah, like a short summary
of
what the poem is going to say.
Do you guys still think that, like, your first thoughts of the title is any different?
Nope. I think I was on spot. What about you, Layla?
Same. I think it's still very direct. But also, how she wrote the poem was conversational, because...
Yeah, it's not like...
philosophical,
yeah,
right?
You know those, like, really long poems and how they have, like, really just different meanings to, you know, what they actually say?
Yeah, you don't have to think too hard on what the true meaning is.
Yeah.
I feel like this one is just... She's just telling you, you know, stand up. Someone will always tell you, sit down. What do you guys think sit down means?
Maybe, like, sit down is, like, be humble. Because maybe some people think that others are, like, too confident.
I feel like sit down is, like, kind of saying, oh, just give up. And, like, stop trying.
Yeah. That's a good way to put it, actually.
Maybe it's more like sit down, just, like, I guess, just humble yourself. Just, like, you know what I mean?
But sometimes being humble is good, but also being humble all the time is not that good, too. Because then that's when people take control of who you are and you change who you are.
Also, for the first stanza and the second one, both of the sit-downs at the very end, there's a question mark in the first one, and the second one is, there is no question mark. What do you guys think that means?
I feel like... the first one is, like, more of a question, and the second one is, like, a statement.
Yeah, like, answering the question.
Yeah.
That's fair. I guess the first one, maybe it's more like, you know, why someone will always tell you to sit down. But in reality, someone is, you know, is gonna tell you to sit down. It's just what's gonna happen, right?
It's like a hater.
Yeah. Haters gotta hate.
Yeah.
Oh.
You know the saying on how, like, usually, if you are gonna win in life, you will definitely at least have one hater. That's how you know you've actually
succeeded,
done well.
Right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Good point.
Not everyone's gonna like you, but not everyone's gonna matter.
Yeah,
that's fair. For the last stanza, the ones we remember kept standing. Who do you guys think that she's referring to when she said the ones we remember?
I think she might be referring to historical figures like V. Viola Desmond.
Oh, you mean the girl that's on the $10 bill?
Yeah, her.
Oh, that's so cool. Do you know why she's on the $10 bill?
No. No clue.
No, I don't.
Well, because in 1946, she refused to leave the whites-only area of a movie theater, and then she was then taken away and jailed for, like, a few hours. But till this day, she's, like, a really big icon because she stood up for what she thought was right.
Oh.
I feel like that kind of connects with the poem, too.
It does. It totally does.
Yeah, so. Like, stand up. Like, yeah. When they say, why so afraid to stand up? That's so true.
Yeah, Viola Desmond is, like, literally the definition of this poem.
Yeah, that's a good idea. That's a good
connection. Maybe that's where she got her inspiration from.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. Maybe some other historical figures, but I think Viola Desmond is maybe a major key to why she wrote this poem.
Totally. I feel like Ruth is literally like the definition of an amazing teacher. Because if I talk about teacher, I feel like everyone's just going to think, oh, the person that educates us. But I feel like teachers aren't supposed to just educate you, but also inspire you to chase your dreams.
No, I agree. I think teachers, they really have a big impact, and they're really like a role model to students, right?
Yeah, really big impact to your future.
Is there another way of how, like, teachers represent? Like, maybe coaches can represent teachers in sports?
You did volleyball, right?
Yeah, I did.
Oh.
How do you think, like, teachers and coaches, like, do you think they have any sort of
resemblance?
I mean, yeah, sure.
Well, I've had good and bad coaches, but there was this one coach I remember. He had skill, I'll give him that, but he, like, doesn't encourage us. He, like, in fact, he made all of us feel, like, worse than we, like, were.
That's not too nice, because I believe there should be a balance of encouragement and, like, kindness, but also, like, seriousness.
Yeah, there totally should have been. He actually made me hate the sport for a bit and made me quit for a few years, too.
How do you guys think coaches or teachers kind of relate with the poem?
I think it relates because maybe from a perspective of Ruth Forman, she was a former teacher herself, as you know, and maybe in her poem she wanted to convey a message of having a nice balance between encouraging but also being serious at the same time.
Yeah, I totally agree.
Speaking of balance, maybe that's a lot of information to take in at once. I think we should balance it out and have a little bit of a chill break.
Yeah, let's take a chill pill.
And we are back. Now that we came back from our break, I think we should summarize and kind of review what we were just talking about earlier.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
So Stan by Ruth Forman. She wrote this poem to represent resilience, to represent standing up for who you are.
Yeah, like being yourself.
Yeah, being yourself.
Yeah. You know what? I feel like poems and songs, like poems are just the same thing as songs, but without beat and rhythm.
Oh yeah, like no music background, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They do have the same formats, like the stanzas, right? Or the paragraphs. They kind of have the same format as...
Oh yeah, they do actually.
Yeah, and poems sometimes have hidden beat too, right?
Yeah.
You know what this poem, like what song it reminds me of?
What song?
That one song called Stronger by Kelly Clarkson.
Oh, we love Kelly Clarkson.
I know, she's an amazing, amazing actress and model.
Oh, she's an actress?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Okay.
It's like, the song is like, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger, right?
Yeah, and then Stand a Little Taller.
How do you guys think that represents, how that kind of...
Like, relates to the poem?
Yeah, relates to the poem.
Hmm.
Maybe. Because it totally does, right?
Yeah, it does. Like, maybe Stand a Little Taller can be, like, the ones we remember kept standing, right?
Yeah. Like stand a little taller. Maybe don't sit down, stand a little taller.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's a better connection.
Yeah.
That's honestly a great song. That kind of also just with this poem, I think they have like really, really similar meanings, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's also, I think the song is also direct as well.
It is. It is. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. What do you guys think that means?
Like, keep trying. It doesn't hurt to try.
Yeah, like, why so afraid to stand up?
Yeah.
Someone will tell you, sit down.
Yeah.
Those are haters, right?
We stronger.
Yeah.
Those haters will tell you to sit down, but all you have to do is stand a little taller. And
yeah, and haters won't kill you.
Exactly. Totally. Yeah. Totally. Now that we are on the idea of connections, have you guys read any of Ruth Warman's books?
Nope.
Same here.
Well, earlier we briefly talked about how Ruth was a creative writer, and she wrote a book. It's called Bloom. I'm not sure if you guys have heard of it, but it's a book that introduces young readers to the idea of self-love and human rights.
Oh, it's kind of like the poem and the book is like the same thing. They're all talking about human rights and
it does self-love. Relate in some way, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, like introducing young readers to like self-love for yourself and to have confidence, right? Like in Stand, it's like the Stand's morale is basically to be yourself.
And also you have to know who you are deep inside first before you stand up for yourself, right?
Yeah, so you have like the self-confidence.
Yeah.
Because in this poem, she sounds very confident.
She knows who she is. Yeah. She knows where she stands.
Yeah, exactly. Gotta teach them young.
Yes.
All right. That was great. Now that we basically went over a lot of ways that we could talk about this poem, let's just play a brief game.
Oh yay!
Fun.
So we don't have to keep tangenting about this poem, right?
Yeah.
So, in one word, how would you guys say that Ruth is trying to deliver this poem? Just in one word, in one way to describe what she's trying to say in this poem.
Can I go first?
Yeah, of course.
Well, I feel like it should be fight.
Now you put me in a hard spot. Okay, let me think about it.
Take your time.
What about confidence? I think confidence.
Confidence. Good one. Good one. What about you, Annie?
Yeah.
Redemption.
Oh, okay.
Because thought of it that way? Because, like, the ones we remember kept standing.
Mm-hmm.
Redemption. Yeah, do you guys see kind of?
Yeah.
Redemption is like kind of coming back, right?
Yeah,
like trying to do better. Trying to do better.
I feel like all three of these words all have like something in common.
Oh yeah, like it kind of relates to the theme, right?
Yeah.
The whole poem.
The theme of this whole poem, yeah. I think she's really trying to say to just redeem yourself, to just
have confidence, come back better and fight.
Yeah. Like have self-love first.
Fight. Yeah.
Yes. Self-love first and then be confident and then therefore you can stand up for yourself.
Yeah.
Because then that's when you get remembered because you were kept standing.
Man, it's always the small poems. It's always the little ones.
Yeah.
That got the most meaning to them. All right, let's wrap up our podcast by wrapping our summary.
Wait, rapping as in rapping or as in W rapping?
Give it a W rap.
Bet, someone give me a beat. Let's talk about the sum of our podcast. Starting off with Ruth, she felt like an outcast.
After understanding the definition, we transition and recognize her mission.
She wanted everyone to start standing up.
Okay, pause. Let's speed it up.
Talked about the horrible experiences with coaches. Acted like a bunch of roaches.
Okay, guys, no. Bring it back.
Shout out to Viola on the $10 bill. If no one will stand up, she will.
Ruth and her amazing children's book, not the only thing that she has cooked. Kelly Clarkson and her amazing song,
going to trend a lifelong.
Talk about redemption basically finished.
Thank you for listening to us yap about English.
All right, that's going to be a wrap on today's episode of the Anything Everything podcast. We will see you next time.